International Finance Corporation, IFC, plans to make an equity investment of up to $20 million, 141.82 crore rupees at current exchange rates, in the overseas unit of agricultural producer Maharashtra Hybrid Seed Company Limited and SQO, S, Mahico India. IFC said in a disclosure it will pump $10 million into Mahico International Private Limited from its own account and an equal amount in its capacity as the implementing authority of the private sector window of the Global Agriculture and Food Security Programme and NBSP. The proposed investment is part of the $26 million that Mahico has earmarked to expand its cotton business in sub-Saharan Africa and its rice and egg plant business in Asia. Mahico will arrange the remaining $6 million from its internal accruals, the World Bank and No. 39's private sector investment arm said. The capital will help Mahico in funding the technology costs, working capital needs, pre-commercialization costs and its capital expenditure in several countries in the two regions, including Nigeria, Malawi, Kenya, Bangladesh, Vietnam, and Indonesia. IFC said it expects Mahico and SQO's expansion project to positively impact farmer incomes, especially those of small farm owners. It will also help in providing agricultural workers with access to better quality equipment and reduce their dependence on pesticides. Mahico India was founded in 1964 by Birbal, a World Food Prize laureate. The company is headquartered in Mumbai and also has a field research station in Maharashtra and SQO's Jalna. The firm researches and develops innovations in the agricultural space, with an aim to meeting food security goals and ensuring farmer welfare, according to its website. It has also made acquisitions to boost its product and technological portfolio. For instance, in November 2014, it acquired 60% of Cotton Seed Company, a Zimbabwe-based seed firm. At the time, Mahico said the acquisition would help it reach cotton farmers with small landholdings. IFC. The Washington-headquartered IFC, which actively invests in India through both equity and debt instruments, has been on a deal-making spree in the country of late. In July, it took part in business-to-business marketplace Bizongo and SQO. Series C funding round, which saw the startup valued at nearly $100 million. In the same month, the firm said it would provide $150 million, around 1,028 crore, in the form of a 5-year senior loan to private sector lender Arbel Bank. In May, it anchored a $222 million debt funding round in Cholamandalam Investment and Finance Company Limited in April. IFC said it planned to provide $125 million to L&T Finance Limited to help the non-bank lender expand its farm equipment financing portfolio.